So Chris and Ruth join us today, Cody Musical Theatre Company.
Hi, it's really nice to see you. Thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Thanks for having us.
So Cody Musical Theatre.
Yes.
Been going 101 years, I hear.
101 years. Last year should have been our centenary, but for various reasons that we don't need to go into,
for sure.
Clearly it was put on the back burner. But yes, this year we are looking forward to our 101st celebrations.
So we can't obviously go through every single one of those 101 years.
Difficult.
But in a nutshell, where did it start and how did it start?
It started in the local area at Cody Farnborough, as it was called, Cody Farnborough Aeronautic Company, I guess.
The RAE.
The old RAE. It's gone through a number of metamorphoses since then to its current form of Cody Musical Theatre.
So the original people who took part in it, were they all people who worked there?
I guess, presumably they would have been largely employees of that organisation at that time. I suspect there were probably a few people from around the areas or friends and families that were roped in at the time, I suspect. But
and their first performance?
The Golden Amulet.
Golden Amulet.
Don't ask me what it sounded like or
what it was about.
I have no idea.
But you remember the name of it.
Can you not remember it, Beth?
You cheeky young man. Just know your place.
I wasn't in it.
So do you know whether it was singing?
It was opera.
Operetta. So that is why you carry on the mantle of musical theatre now?
Yes. We moved from concentrating largely on operetta-type productions. A few years ago, a decision was taken to focus on much more modern productions, modern theatre productions, rather than Gilbert and Sullivan and the older type.
Okay, so you say a few years ago. How long ago was a few years?
About 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay, and why did you take that decision?
6 or 7 years ago. Why that decision was taken is a good question. One, because I think our audiences look for more modern productions these days. We're trying to attract a much younger audience as well. Operetta, as good as it is, there are other companies around the area doing those sorts of productions. And it was felt that to keep it fresh and up to date, Let's concentrate on the more modern productions that are around, off the West End.
It's really interesting you say that. Because, I mean, I know nothing about that kind of thing, but I do know there's kind of license issues. It's difficult to get licenses for different shows.
Very difficult. You can go on to there's a couple of companies that that you have to apply for the licenses for. They don't give the licenses out willy nilly. They look at the geographic location of where the licenses are going out. And if you are lucky, they will grant you the rights to whatever production it is that you have put the application in for.
All right. And then do you have to do it verbatim or can you...
You have to follow what they give you. You can't go off script. You can't adapt the music. You have to follow the marketing. They are very, very strict.
Okay. Well, I suppose it's keeping it to a standard, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And is that challenging?
I think so, because it means that there's a level that the company is required to achieve. And but it also keeps the standards high. You can't let anything slip. You have to do it as the original writers want it put out there. And why shouldn't they have it that way?
Well, exactly, isn't it? If you're a writer, you want to know that whatever is being performed or however it is, whether it's on stage, in film or on the radio.
Absolutely. And it means that it brings us all up to a higher standard. It's a challenge, but it's worth the effort because what we produce in the end is very, very entertaining, just as entertaining as anything you'd see in a professional theatre.
Yeah, I have to say, I've seen a couple of your productions at Princess Hall. I've seen a few of them, and they're exceptionally brilliant. I mean, you're completely right. They are as good as any professional production. So that being said, you decide on a show. Who decides on what show you're going to do to start with?
The committee.
The committee. Are there arguments?
I have a sort of subcommittee, a show selection committee that will go away and research all the various shows that are available to be to obtain a license for. They will give me a short list that we will then debate in committee and decide, okay, what should we go for?
So how many people have you got in committee? Are there like five? So if it's like
five
equal
committee plus three executive officers plus secretaries.
Okay, right. So it's never a hung decision.
tends not to be. We tend to sing with one voice.
Okay, right. That's brilliant. So you've chosen your show, you've got your license.
Yes.
Audition day appears, and kind of how do you know who you're looking for, and what's that sense and essence of those people?
We will put out auditions are open to anybody and everybody, not just the members. We will put out, we will advertise the auditions as Ruth found us for the Adams Family.
Yes, I just contacted them, and then I was given some. They do pre-audition rehearsals, so you're not thrown in at the deep end. You get a couple of weeks. You go in and you learn the dance routine. You get given a synopsis of your character and a breakdown of what that character is and what they're looking for. You get given a script, and everyone's got the set working from the same script for whichever character you want to audition for. And then comes audition day. So you go in there very, very well prepared, I have to say. It was excellent, the audition preparation. So don't be put off by having to audition. We all go through the same process. And I have to say, I've auditioned in many times in professional theatre, and this was, I felt very good auditioning here. I was very well prepared.
I was going to say.
Very professional, the audition panel, I have to say. It was very fair and balanced.
Is your background is professional musical theatre,
yes, very long time ago, I might add.
So that compared to the audition process to this, you felt it was equally as professional?
More professional in some cases.
Okay. And I like that, because I know there's other local theatre groups around, maybe targeting younger people, of which my daughter has auditioned for, and you arrive and you get given the song on the day. That's it. So you're saying you get prepared in advance?
No, you'll get a chance to learn the audition song prior to the audition. So, and you can get an audition pack. It's got backing tracks on it. It's got the script. It's got the score, so you can really prepare yourself, which means if you're really serious about wanting to go for a role, then you know, you make sure that you're prepared, and then the audition panel can see who's really serious about this, because they want people that are committed to doing it. It's a big commitment, twice a week for 6 months and on the weekends nearer the show. They don't want people that will just sort of have a go and then drop out halfway through. So, of course, we don't have contracts. It's everyone's on a volunteer basis. So there is always that risk that they take when they give people a role. So it's important that you come along and show how willing you are and how prepared you are to work for it. And there is competition. There's no doubt about that.
So do the auditions take part over a weekend?
Yes, we tend to normally a one day on a Sunday. It tends to be a whole day process. The auditions would take place, start sort of 10 o'clock in the morning, run through to as long as it takes, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the audition panel will close the door, lock the door, get out the sandwiches, a couple of bottles of wine.
I knew there would be sandwiches involved. I didn't realise there'd be wine involved.
The early hours of the morning.
Really?
And then there's a nervous wait to when it gets announced on the website.
We will try to get the results out that night, late that night.
Yeah, because everybody's on tenterhooks, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So the roles are allocated, and then from then on, you twice a week, you said, you get together to do rehearsing.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 till 10, and we get a rehearsal schedule. It's all very well organised, so you know in advance what nights you're going to be required. To be honest, if you're a lead role, you're there most of the time. It's very, very well organised.
And when we get to the actual show days, they could do 4 or 5 days at the
Princess Hall.
I didn't have this mental Princess Hall in Aldershot. What does that? You got the tech team.
We have the tech team. We will move into the theatre on the normally sort of 8 o'clock on the Saturday morning, 8, 9 o'clock on the Saturday morning of the week before. The scenery is professional scenery is brought in. which cost us an arm and a leg.
So that's interesting in itself, isn't it? Because I'm thinking, you know, who's doing that? You can break it down into all those parts we've talked about, the roles and the singing and the acting, but it's the set building.
We have the stage setup team. We in addition to the stage crew that will be there through the week, throughout the week, doing all the scene changes.
Does the theatre, they do the front of house stuff for you?
We will bring in our own, as many people as we can, to manage the front of house just to cover the cost. Princess Hall, David Phillips, and I should, a big shout out to David Phillips, Edward Havisham and the team at Princess Hall, who are superb. We work very closely with them. They are great supporters of us, and we are very grateful for all the help that they give us.
They're the heart of the community, aren't they?
They are part of the community. Mm. They will fill in where we can't fill a front of house team. They will be there to help and support us and make sure, anyway, that we're adhering to all the guidelines that are currently in place.
Okay. So, and we haven't even touched on costumes. No. Do people make the costumes? Where do you store the costumes from other shows? Can you use costumes from other shows on these shows? I mean, there's so much.
There is so much. We don't have a costume store. Again, we will buy in the costumes for the production, for Adam's Family.
I think they're hiring them in, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have a costume fitting in a couple of weeks with the company that rents the costumes.
Is that the big one in London?
I'm not sure which one it is. Is it DNS, I think they said? I think they're based in Norwich, actually.
Okay.
There's a number of companies around that provide the costumes. For example, for Shrek, we actually went to Molly Limpets in Nottingham. Now, Shrek is clearly a very specialist production.
No, is it?
And all the fairy tale creatures... and all those costumes were specifically made by Molly Limpets for that particular production. It was not cheap. Again, there's big costs that have to be covered. Every show is pretty much a financial gamble as to whether, you know, you are going to cover your costs or not.
So, do you get grants as well as you're part of a community, or
no.
I mean, this costs a lot of money.
We are dependent upon ticket sales. Bums on seats is very important to us. We have fixed overheads that have to be covered with the scenery hire, with the costumes, with royalties. The royalties can be crippling at times as well. So we have those costs that have to be covered, whatever. And without the audiences coming along, we would have a major problem.
And as a member, you do pay a membership fee and a show fee. But I have to say, it is not a huge amount given the amount that you get to participate in. It's well worth it.
I think it's so many things, so many dynamics that people don't actually think about it. They buy their ticket, they come to the show, they don't necessarily think about exactly what we've all just said. I mean, it's quite strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same with professional theatre. There's as many people backstage as there in... as there is on stage. And, you know, as a turn, we like to think that it's all about us, but it isn't really. We're just the icing on the cake.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
very much so. Very much so. It is a huge undertaking.
So just concentrating on the costumes just for a moment then. So is somebody in the team allocated to find the relevant company?
We will have a costume manager whose responsibility will be to source the costumes, to store the costumes during the show week, to make any amendments that are needed, to make sure they're looked after, not torn, and are actually sent back in the same condition that they come down in.
Is it not worth kind of building up a wardrobe of outfits?
Again, one of the problems is storage.
Okay.
We don't have any major storage facilities.
And every show is very individual. So you may not do another show for another 10 years. And so then you've got to store those costumes and then they may not fit the next person who plays the role. Mm. It's not like professional theatre. We've got pick of everybody and we can pick someone who'll fit the costume.
I'm sure you don't just pick for that.
Well, sometimes in professional theatre, it does work that way.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really like the way you sing, but you fit in the outfit.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, especially in the ensemble, you know, you have to fit into the next person coming along has to fit the previous person's outfit. Depending on the production and how much money is involved, sometimes you get a whole new outfit. Other times, very specialist costumes, you don't. particularly if you're a swing or an understudy, you often just have to get in the costume for whoever's just stepped out of it.
Wow.
If you don't fit into it, it's tough.
So it's all nice and warm still?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Is a nice way of putting it.
Yes. Our poor Shrek was...
So what kinds of hopes and dreams have you got for the future?
My hope and dream for the company is that it will keep going ad infinitum. Here's to the next 100 years.
With you at the helm.
For Cody Musical Theatre Company. Not with me at the helm. I've done my five-year term.
Is it 5 years term for
Joan? No, but I committed to do not quite 5 years when I was elected into the chair. With the events over the last 2 years, that has now meant that it's extended over to the 5 years. I think I owe my good lady a well-earned rest from...
A little bit of time together.
From me having to run around, manage the company.
Are there a lot of people who are happy to step in?
I don't know yet, but that remains to be seen.
Okay. It's been fascinating talking to you and hearing all about it. So thanks for coming in and sharing it.
Where can people find you
if they want to?
So if you go to our website, codymusical.co.uk, you'll find all of the information you need on there, all about our history, all about the committee and our members, how to join us, rehearsals, auditions, current productions. It's an absolutely brilliant website. It's got all the programmes from previous productions going way, way back, so you can see what we've been up to over the years and also what other productions we've got coming up. So it's Kinky Boots in September. There's all the information on there. Soon there'll be audition information on there as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us. You're inspiring, the both of you.
Thank you very much
for having us.
Thank you.